Friday, the 19th of July. I've done a terrible thing. I assumed the woman I was standing next to at the edge of the netball courts this afternoon was pregnant, and she's not. We were talking about calving. She and her husband work on a dairy farm. And I looked meaningfully at her stomach and said, "You'll be busy this spring." There was a puzzled sort of silence before she said quietly, "No, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat." Awful. Just awful. I bet she went home and cried. And I know the rules. You never, ever ask a woman when the baby is due unless you can actually see a baby coming out of her, in which case the question is unnecessary. Friday, the 2nd of August. Highly productive day today. James and I planted 55 poplar poles at the back of the farm, where there isn't enough shade for the stock. Poplar poles aren't the most beautiful specimen trees, but each one comes with its own little protective plastic sleeve, so they don't each need a personal eight-wire fence. This is an important consideration. A few autumns ago, we bought a whole lot of baby trees. Beeches, pohutukawas, nisses, they have the best autumn colouring ever, sugar maples, second best autumn colouring, flowering chestnuts, etc. The farm will look so pretty in 300 years that they'll probably make it into a World Heritage Site. But by the time James had built a proper fence around each newly planted tree, he was feeling a little sour. In theory, I'm a firm advocate of girls being able to do pretty much anything boys do, but in practice, I hope to reach the end of my life without ever learning to fence, shear, or weld. Thursday, the 8th of August. My sister-in-law, Diane, James's brother Thomas's wife, they live 2 kilometres up the road on the men's grandparents' original farm and are slightly superior to us in every way, just rang to ask why her mother's cat might be pacing the hall and yowling all night. How should I know? She told me that they started lambing last Tuesday and they've all but finished. They've only seen about 5 dead lambs, they have 2,000 ewes, and every triplet-bearing ewe is feeding all 3. She also told me that she finally started my new book a few weeks ago, having borrowed it from James's mum. It would never occur to her to buy one, but somehow she just couldn't get into it. "I passed it on to Nikki Jones at the medical centre," she said. "She actually quite liked your last one." I hung up the phone in the state of indignant wrath Diane so often induces in me and realised that I'd just tipped a little heap of diced pumpkin in the pig bucket and tossed the peelings into my soup. Rage and cooking do not mix well. Monday, the 12th of August. A very nice farmer rang me at work today and asked me to come out on Wednesday and remove the warts from the penis of one of his sale bulls. Having managed to evade penile wart removal in 19 years of veterinary practice, I asked Bill, who has been a vet for 40 years and knows everything, for advice. Apparently, it's easy. You simply massage the bull's prostate glands per rectum for 2 or 5 or 10 minutes. The penis becomes erect. An assistant at the bull's side grabs it as it emerges and holds on for grim death. If they miss it, you've got another 10 minutes of prostatic massage. You inject a little bleb of local anaesthetic at the base of each wart and burn them off with the electrocautery machine. Dear God, it sounds like an absolutely brilliant way to get your head kicked in.